Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Our story begins in Hannah and Ellie's apartment, where Chuck has just arrived.
Hi, Chuck. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, this is nothing like the old days when we were at Mulligan's practically every day.
Did Ellie tell you about my new job at TM Productions?
I think she mentioned it.
I'm actually waiting for my new boss, Charlie, to call me. I'm going to attend a meeting with him later today.
The job sounds great. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Ellie told me about your new arrival.
My 16-year-old new arrival? She's a handful, that's for sure.
Are you happy about it?
Dara has definitely added some much-needed color to my life. She's growing on me, fast.
I'm glad to hear it.
Any idea when Ellie will be back home?
I'm not sure. She left early this morning.
Okay. I had some news that I wanted to share with her. I guess I could talk to her later.
I'll let her know you stopped by, okay? But I don't suppose you'd want to share your news with an old friend like me, would you?
Well, I'm dying to tell someone, and I guess you would be the perfect person, in fact.
Oh, really? Why?
Because you were there when I found out about my Uncle Mel.
Is this about your uncle?
In a way. I thought about this for months, Hannah, and I finally figured out what I'm going to do with my inheritance.
In his office at TM Productions, Mac receives a phone call from Raven. Mac Malone.
Hey, it's Raven. Working hard?
Yeah, and I think I'm the only one. I haven't seen Charlie, Hannah, or Matt today so far. Not that I'm complaining about Matt.
You're so dedicated.
I'm just trying to drown myself in work.
I just called to let you know that I'm taking Mom over to Monthly. Janie is going to watch Marty. We'll just be gone a couple of hours.
I can't believe your mom is leaving in 2 days. It seems like she just got here.
I know. I wish she could stay longer. But we'll have a nice family dinner tomorrow night.
The good news is that you and I will finally get some alone time. Well, as alone as we can be with a baby in the apartment.
Mac, I know it's been a long time.
Way too long, Raven. I'm going crazy here. I need to be with you soon. I miss that.
I know. I've been so worn out with Marty up at all hours. We'll work our way into a routine soon, I promise.
Routine. But I think we'll be following Marty's routine for a while now.
As long as we have each other, things will be fine, right?
Of course. With everything that's going on with Rex, I feel like you're the only person I can count on.
Things will work out with Rex, just like they worked out for us. I think you should talk to him again.
Maybe, but not right now. I don't even know what to say to him about this, and until I do, I'm keeping my distance. At Manhattan Monthly, Rex and Alexandra are talking with Blake in his office.
Why are you bringing this up to me now?
Because we think Evelyn may have been the one who pushed Raven down the stairs last winter. She tried to kill Raven.
Okay, you two. Hold it right there. Is this some kind of post-Halloween joke?
It's no joke, Blake. I mean, we don't know that Evelyn had anything to do with Raven's accident, but we do know that Evelyn said some very disparaging things about Raven to my sister last night. And even mentioned the accident to her.
Can you please explain to me how we went from Evelyn having a crush on me to her trying to push Raven down a flight of stairs?
Evelyn sees Raven as her rival for you.
Oh, come on. Raven is married, for God's sake.
Like that ever stopped someone. And yes, I should know. Besides, we all know that you've played favorites with Raven since day one. I think it's time we all put our cards on the table.
Raven and I became friends outside of work, so what?
So? Apparently, it means more to Evelyn than that.
Blake, Evelyn said more to my sister as well, but I'm not going to bring that up here.
What are you talking about?
Alexandra, could you give me a moment alone with Rex?
You didn't tell me there was anything else.
Just a moment, Alexandra, please.
Fine. I'll be outside.
Rex, I appreciate your discretion.
No problem. And I'll appreciate yours, too, when I tell you what I'm about to say.
There's more?
Look, Blake, Perry and I are involved. We've been seeing each other for several months now.
Rex, are you kidding me? I had no idea.
Well, Evelyn did, and she made it very clear to Ellie last night as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Evelyn walked in on me and Matt Malone in a compromising position, let's say.
Say no more.
I'm sure you're upset about being outed like that to your sister, but to go from that to Evelyn trying to kill Raven, I just can't go there.
You know Evelyn longer than any of us, Blake. If you think we're way off base, then I'll defer to you. Alexander and I were just talking about who might want to harm Raven, and that's the only name that came up.
Evelyn? Evelyn, wait. I want to talk to you.
I can't talk right now, Alexandra.
Evelyn! Evelyn, I thought you were sick today.
I am, Mr. Whitney. I'm sick of my life, I'm sick of this job, and I'm sick of you. I quit.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.